So good evening and welcome to the new year. Well, perhaps a bit late for New Year's greetings, but not for us. This being the first recording of the guest list for 2018 and an exciting and yet somewhat sad regrouping being that our good friend Gabe not joining us for this first recording. But we're happy to report that the reason is because Gabe is a new dad.
Scooter Gabe Jr.
That's right. That's right. According to Facebook reports, which of course is the most reliable source of news.
Absolutely.
Ezra Vodica entered the world as of Tuesday, January 16th. So there is now officially an heir to the musicology empire.
Even looks like Gabe a little bit.
And he does.
I'm just waiting for those little round glasses to come out.
Yes.
And some flagpole editing.
Oh my gosh.
He's already in there working at flagpole.
He's already telling Gabe what shows to go to.
Oh, this is killing me. In all seriousness, we miss Gabe, but so happy for the Vodica family. Also excited about that today's show includes an all-female brain trust.
Woo-hoo.
Huh?
Hey.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Including regulars Amber Henderson, Molly Williams, and a special guest. Amber, why don't you tell the folks who we got with us today?
This evening we have Marie Euler. She is from Eatonton, Georgia. I've known Marie for probably too long. But she is now an Athenian. She is an UGA alumni, and now she is local musician, booking agent, and all around just wonderful person. Marie Euler, everybody.
Wow, thank you.
I'm sorry, that's the crowd going wild. Well, great. All right. Well, speaking of Marie, let's just jump right in this thing. Marie, why don't you tell us a little bit about Experimentique Night at the Flicker Theater on Thursday, February 8th. What is this thing?
Experimentique Night is an ongoing bi-monthly series where women and non-binary artists can come together and group up in different groups and either play an instrument they've never played before or a different style of music or a different style of performance altogether. It's kind of totally judgment and expectation free. And I never know what's going to happen. Sometimes it's like the same people, but in different groups. And then I'm always trying to pull new people in. And it's just always a surprise what they're going to do.
Okay, so you keep saying always. So this is obviously not the first incarnation of this thing. How many years have you been doing this?
Just a little over a year. So I'll have different music groups. I have somebody that likes to get these slides and randomly just like pick up a pile of slides and put them in a projector and then has everyone else put together a story about what slide they see as it pops up. So like one person at a time comes up and it's supposed to be a story. I had somebody one time take everyone's cell phones and like put them in a jar with the flashlights on, and like then she went around and kind of like did this interactive light performance with everyone in the room.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then for some people it's their first time playing a song that they've written. I think at least three or so people have played their first songs at Experimentique Night.
That's so cool. So what local musicians can we see during Experimentique Night? Is there regulars that we would know of?
I'm not 100% sure who's going to be at this one yet, but in the past, I've done it a few times. Bridget Heron and Mary Jane Hassel from Tuna Bunny have both done it. Naoko Uno from Calico Vision and Girls Own Love, the Andrew WK tribute band, has done it.
You're in that band as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in that band. She's super talented, and she's like a really great singer and pianist, and she just always is like surprising what she comes up with. So she's done it a few times. Jenny Kane and just a lot of people in bands, and then people that I've met that aren't in bands, and people that just do poetry readings. It's just there's a lot of different stuff.
Well, that sounds really cool. And again, what time does this normally get started? This is Thursday, February 8th at the Flicker Theater.
Yes, about 8:30, and it's free.
Awesome.
Every time.
That is really cool. That sounds really fun. All right, well, let's move on. Molly, you've got a performance coming to the Foundry. This is Oh Jeremiah on Thursday, February 8th. Okay, so here we go already. We're going to have to make up our mind here what we're going to do. Maybe a little bit of Experimentique Night and then go jump into Oh Jeremiah. Tell me a little bit about this show.
Yeah. So this is an all-local lineup. Andrew Blooms and Alex Mowry are both going to do an opening set, and they're, I guess, based here in Athens. But Oh Jeremiah are fairly new to the Athens area. They got their start in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And they are not only a singer-songwriter duo, but a husband-wife duo. It's Jeremiah Strickland and Aaron Raber. They just celebrated 2 years of marriage last week, so congratulations to them. But they've been making music together for a while, and I guess the best way to describe their music is more like storytelling, kind of like along the lines of Paul Simon or Bob Dylan. One reviewer described them as, like, each verse is a page, each chorus is a conflict, and the resolution is still on the horizon.
Oh.
So this leaves some, you know, some excitement to look forward to. And they're also known, in addition to, like, having really great harmonies, they have this really particular kind of onstage banter, probably coming from the fact that they are married and spend a lot of time chit-chatting during the day, and I guess they just kind of bring that kind of homegrown talk to the stage, so that'll be interesting to check out. We've got a track from their debut album, The Other End of Passing Time, which came out in 2016. They do have a new album that's going to drop on February 1st, but they're not releasing any tracks in advance of that. So they're presenting the tracks in concert, and they're doing a bunch of small and intimate shows around the South as a way of revealing their new album. So that's kind of exciting.
Cool. So. Well, let's give a listen. This is Happy Now. From the album The Other End of Passing Time, this is Oh Jeremiah on the guest list.
Miss you, darling, but we all have our day.
right, so that was Happy Now from the album The Other End of Passing Time. That was Oh Jeremiah, scheduled to perform The Foundry on Thursday, February 8th. And yeah, that was a cool sound. I like the vocals on that. It made me think of Cicada Rhythm, kind of a little Cicada Rhythm edge there to that a little bit. Don't
With
you
the harmony.
Yeah.
So after, or I guess before their show at the Foundry, you can pick up their new album on February 1st called Even If It Kills Me, which is an interesting title.
Is that he's going to write music even if it kills him,
I think
basically?
So. Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the next show. This is at the Georgia Theater on Friday, February 9th. This is the Orange Constant. Amber, tell us a little bit about this.
The Orange Constant is a jam rock band from Augusta, Georgia, but they now reside in Athens, so I guess they're considered a local band. The Orange Constant has many different styles to their music. They're very pop-like, but they're also groovy. Definitely consider them a jam band. They draw from inspirations such as My Morning Jacket and Widespread Panic. They actually recorded their debut album, Time to Go, with, of course, Grammy-nominated producer John King, which is R.E.M. and Widespread Panic, so you kind of get a feel of what they sound like just from that. Their newer album, Point of Reference, which we're going to play a song from, they recorded at Chase Park with Drew Vandenberg, who we've talked about on the show before. That's of Montreal, Kishibashi, Mothers. It's going to be a great show.
Cool. All right, well, let's get a little sample of this. This is Red Rider from that album, Point of Reference. It's the Orange Constant on the guest list.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Red Rider from the album Point of Reference. That was the Orange Constant, scheduled to play the Georgia Theater on Friday, February 9th. Yes, that's definitely jammy sound going on there.
It's like a good tune to put in your car and just start cruising.
No doubt, man. Seriously. That
down to Las Vegas.
That is a cool soundtrack for any road trip, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so moving on to a group that I'm sure Marie might be just a little familiar with. Eureka, California, scheduled to play Little King Shuffle Club on Friday the 9th as well. Marie, tell us a little bit about what to expect at the show.
I think the big deal at the show is Ampline, who are a band that I booked, that I met at Athens Pop Fest last year. Mike Montgomery and that band is in our ring with Kelly Deal, which is an amazing band.
Cool.
And we were lucky enough to get to play with them, and they were super nice. But Ampline is kind of a heavier, they describe themselves as like a thoughtful, heavy rock band, but I think of it as like if there was a rock soundtrack to Skyrim, which I don't know if they think is a compliment or not, but that's what it sounds like to me. They're amazing. And it'll be our first show of the year. And Antlered Antlered are on our label, and they're amazing. They're kind of like, in my opinion, a better Guided by Voices.
Ooh.
Wow.
And all their shows are different, so I never know what to expect.
So what would you describe your band? Like, what would you say Eureka, California is?
I wouldn't.
No, I've never heard anything like you guys. I know that you're definitely punk influenced, right?
Sort of. We really have some confusing feelings about the punk word.
Okay.
But Superchunk was like Jake's favorite band growing up. And I mean, I love Superchunk too. We used to have a Superchunk cover band actually. And
that's awesome.
This album that, like our most recent album, was kind of somehow influenced by all the like Victory Records emo we listened to in high school, like Thursday and Taking Back Sunday.
Love them.
There's a little bit of that in there. Yeah, but we just like to play really loud, and all our songs end up being mostly short and fast.
You told me this album is pretty much about Athens, Georgia, and living here. The lifestyle, yeah?
Yeah. A lot of it talks about how difficult it can be to live somewhere where the main social activity is just alcohol.
I feel that.
It's definitely about some other things. There are some older songs that have appeared on this album, too, like that's how most of our albums are. Not all the songs are written at once.
Okay.
But I think that's probably part of the theme, the difficulties of that lifestyle.
What drew you to music and to the drums specifically? What about the drums called out to you and you said, you know, I gotta do this?
I don't have an interesting answer. When I was in fifth grade, the band teacher from middle school came to our elementary school, and everybody that wanted to do band auditioned for an instrument, and my mom made me do it. And the only one that I was good at was the percussion audition. So that's like sixth grade band class is when I started playing drums. And I just didn't really, I guess, consciously choose it so much, but I just kept doing it. And then I kept playing in high school and like every band, and then I had a band in high school that was really good. And then I came here and didn't play music for like 3 months. And then I just started trying to be in every single band in Athens. So I auditioned for a lot of people that did not want me in their band.
That can't be true.
No. Until I eventually found one, and it was like, it was a really good fit. And then years after that, I found Eureka, California.
Well, let's take an opportunity to listen to a little bit of music. If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Marie Euler, the drummer for Eureka, California. Here's Fear and Loathing in the Classic City from the album Versus. This is Eureka, California on the guest list.
I'm in a phone booth listening to the like one thing bad mixed with something worse or another. Can't find the words to say, but I'm still glad you came. Oh, I've been wasting away to the sounds of the modern lover. Dream can finally die with me and my liberal arts diploma. I'm 28 to life, I'm dying on the vine, and now I've got no time for Eureka, California.
All right, so that was Fear and Loathing in the Classic City from the album Verses. That was Eureka, California on the guest list. And we have Marie Euler, the drummer of Eureka, California, here with us today. Been really a pleasure. I think Amber had a couple more questions for you about recording.
Yes. Where did you guys record Verses?
We recorded at Suburban Home in Leeds in England. And it's the best studio ever.
Wow.
So this is different from your previous albums that you guys actually had to record yourselves, right?
Yeah. Jake had this ancient PC with Pro Tools on it from a long, long time ago.
Nice.
And we had some very DIY microphone setups with probably like the cheapest microphones we could find, and some duct tape and some broomsticks, and just a lot of takes.
Wow.
Over and over again in our house, and then in an apartment I lived in on Oglethorpe with some neighbors that weren't super excited about that.
Hey, that is the life of an Athens musician right there.
Yeah.
Times are hard. Recording's expensive.
It is really expensive, and it's worth it when you find the right person.
Yes, yes. I agree. Great story.
No doubt, right?
I love the origin stories.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening, that's the voice of Marie Euler, the drummer for Eureka, California, and we are so blessed to have her joining us here tonight in studio. On that note, let's cue up another track. This is Cobwebs on the Wind from the same album, Verses. This is Eureka, California on the guest list.
House.
right. So that was Cobwebs on the Wind from the album Versus. That was Eureka, California on the guest list. Well, let's move on and talk about yet another performance coming to Athens. How about Anderson East coming to the Georgia Theater on Friday, February 16th? Tell me a little bit about this show, Amber.
Anderson East, my man. What can I say about Anderson East? I think it's interesting he's from Athens, Alabama. Not Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an
there
Athens, Alabama.
Such a place?
I guess. I wonder what it's like if it's like that episode of Seinfeld where it's like the bizarro.
Right. Or since it's Alabama, it may be more like Upside Down on Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's kind of where I was going
like
with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So now he's based in Nashville, Tennessee. He's considered a rhythm and blues artist, but while there are blues elements to his music, I would describe it more as blues rock with maybe a fusion of jazz. There's maybe even a little country twang in there because we all know he's married. He's actually married to Miranda Lambert. Very famous country artist.
I love Miranda Lambert.
She's great.
So much.
She's amazing. I think he kind of reminds me of Ray LaMontagne and Joe Cocker even in his voice. There's a lot of instrumentation in this new album, Encore. By far one of the best albums I've heard in a really long time. This is definitely like everything I'm looking for in music. You guys know me. You know, I'm a fan of like J.J. Gray. Love the blues, jazz type influences in music. And there is a lot going on in this album. He's throwing some strings at you, throwing some horns. And one song even uses some synthesizers. And you're just like, whoa, where did that come from? So this is really good. I'm really excited to play this song for you guys. It's called All On My Mind. And it's funky.
It's from the album Encore, and it's on the guest list.
She can wear a nightgown to a wedding, a t-shirt to bed, a short skirt in the olden time. Some daisies wrapped around her head. You can find my woman dancing in bare feet on a couch in a ballroom dress. And I love how my baby looks at me with her arms draped around my neck. I said, oh, honey, just like that. Well, give you my love and then you give it right back. I said, oh, honey, just like this. Hang it on right like a grill. But it's all on my mind. Sweetness and only she could bring, and I love how my baby touches me. So we play our lover's game. I said, oh, honey, just like that. Give me my loving and you give it right back. I said, oh, honey, just like this. Hanging on a white knuckle grip. It's all on my mind. Sweating the heat, come on out, mama, won't you fall?
is
on my mind. Oh!
Okay, so that was All on My Mind from the album Encore. That was Anderson East, scheduled to perform the Georgia Theater on Friday, February 16th. That's a good sound. I can see why you like that, Amber.
Yeah,
that's
got
that J.J. Gray vibe to it there.
Yes. I'm going to the theater after this to buy tickets to the show.
Atta girl.
It's not sold out, so.
All right, well, let's move on to Power Company playing the Georgia Theater on Wednesday the 14th for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Molly, by the way, if you can't get a visual because this is radio, obviously, we'll try to get some pictures on the web, but Molly is donned in a pink chiffon hairdo, and I'm not convinced that it's actually a wig. I think it might actually be her real hair.
You know her hair is curly, right? There's no way.
I do, but she might have straightened it. I mean, that would have taken quite a bit of straightening, but it's possible.
I will never tell.
It's possible. It looks so natural on you.
Oh, thank you.
It really does. It looks great.
Doesn't it look great?
Thanks.
It's brought a vibe to the set for sure.
It makes me feel happy.
It does,
aww,
doesn't it? There, okay, yeah, go ahead. Let's move along. Let's talk about Power Company.
Well, the only thing that Power Company and Anderson East have in common is strings. Power Company is an Athens-based duo. It's Andrew Heaton and Marie, I believe her last name is Davin. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. They are really kind of all over the board, but Nylon Magazine called one of their tracks the best brand new vintage 80s synth anthem you will hear all day. And I feel like trying to describe something as vintage and brand new and synth and an anthem gives you a little bit of a sense of how hard it is to pigeonhole Power Company's
right,
sound.
Right, okay.
So her performance is said to recall Kate Bush at times. They've also been described as a trippy Cirque du Soleil.
Get out of here.
I saw them perform at a friend of mine's book launch party for his debut novel.
Mm.
And she wore this like black lace, I want to say veil, but it was really like it covered her entire being. And she would like rise up and dance underneath it. And she has this incredibly powerful voice. And she never lost contact with the audience in terms of either her vocal performance or the visual performance. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. And it was at Stan Mullen's art studio, which already has its own kind of like vibe and aura to it.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be a really cool, really cool show. But their sound ranges from like calm, I think the song that we have to play for you is fairly calm, to agitated, sparse to lush, traditional to bizarre. They're really kind of all over the map. And she gives a really dynamic vocal performance. And then he grounds everything with these really interesting compositions. And he's also their producer. But he kind of goes back and forth between his childhood obsession with strings and then having played in a bluegrass band as a fiddle player. And that band, Packway Handle Band, went on tour with Kid Rock and Foreigner. So
yeah.
they're just drawn from all over the place. And this album that we'll hear a track from, Fever and Chills, was recorded here at Chase Park with Andy LaMaster. And the last thing I will say is that they've been described as not dwelling on any particular mood or mental space, but seeking the best color for every song.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you don't just get an auditory experience when you go see them. It's like all five senses.
Well, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued, and I must say a bit frightened. But
don't be scared, Chris.
let's listen to this track. It's called Like from Fever and Chills. Here's Power Company on the guest list.
Like the silent lightning in the cloudy night sky, like the specks of brown in my lover boy's green eyes, like the little bird that sang out every morning so blue, like the empty old farmhouse no one ever saw brand new, like all the small candles we light for the ones we no longer see. I've tried so hard to get you to notice me.
All right, so that was Like from the album Fever and Chills. That was the Power Company, scheduled to play Georgia Theater on Valentine's Day evening, Wednesday, February 14th. And yeah, a real groovy sound right there. I like that.
Well, it'll be an interesting, so the Booty Boys are, I think, kind of headlining that show, this Valentine's dance party, and Velveteen Pink also has a pretty upbeat sound.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be just such a powerful combination.
Yeah, sort of
you
a balance
dance
there.
Dance all your feelings about Valentine's Day away.
Yes.
All of the feelings.
All right, so let's move along to Jonathan Richman playing the 40 Watt on Wednesday, February 21st. Molly, what do you got on this one?
So Jonathan Richman, probably best known as the frontman for the Modern Lovers, but he has been playing music on his own for much longer than the Modern Lovers was ever together, and they didn't actually release all that much. But he started that band in 1970, and they broke up in 1979. But they've been described as the proto-punk garage rock band, and other people have described Jonathan Richman in particular as the godfather of punk. I know that the Sex Pistols and Joan Jett have covered some of his songs. David Bowie and Iggy Pop have also both covered his song Pablo Picasso. So he's got some bona fides in the in the rock and punk world. But he's been a pretty prolific musician and also producer. And he often says that he doesn't really write, he just makes up songs. And that's kind of the impression that you get listening to him. One of my favorite songs of his is called Hey There, Little Insect. And he's basically like singing to some bug that he sees like flying around the room, and he wants the insect to come down and dance with him.
Of course.
And so a lot of his songs may be described as sounding like childlike or whimsical, but he really should be taken seriously. He's a really interesting man and performer, and he's coming to Athens with Tony Larkins, and together they have a connection to Athens in that they produced Vic Chestnut's final album, Skitter on Takeoff.
Oh, okay.
And Vic Chestnut performed as an opening act for them when they were touring towards the end of his life. And so he does have this Athens connection, even though he's from Massachusetts, and a lot of his songs are about New England or set in New England. And if you are from New England, like I am, you pick up on a lot more of those references than maybe your average non-New Englander. But yeah, I think that'll be a great show. He's always a fun time, and just to have someone like him of his caliber playing at the 40 Watt is pretty fantastic on a Wednesday night here in Athens. So check him out.
All right, well, let's give a listen. This is She's So from Somewhere Else. This is Jonathan Richman on the guest list.
Than other on earth here, but on loan from somewhere or another, not sparing herself when she loves. She's so persistent, sister, sister. She loves with comic zeal, unaware of herself. She loves as if she's from somewhere else. She's so from somewhere else. Somewhere else, all right. Head shy like a pony, high wire like a cat. Oh, she's from somewhere else. She's so from somewhere else. Oh, da, da, da. Oh, da, oh. Oh, da, da. She's fine on Earth in most respects, but she comes from Planet X, and there's no doubt that someday she wants out. Somewhere else, she saw from not even in this solar system. She's not jovial, nor strictly Saturnine. She comes from another system, way, way down the line. She saw from somewhere else. Oh, she's so from somewhere else. Oh. She loves in a yogic crawl. She loves with comic zeal. Yeah. Yeah. Unaware of herself when she loves.
All right, so that was She's So from Somewhere Else by Jonathan Richman. Going to play the 40 Watt Club on Wednesday, February 21st. All right, moving on to our final performance of the evening. How about Sam Birchfield coming to the Foundry on Thursday, February 22nd? Amber, tell us a little bit about this show.
Sammy is a singer-songwriter from Atlanta, by the way of Athens, Georgia. He's actually a UGA and music business alumni. And I remember when I started taking music business classes, everybody, like all the professors, were talking about this kid that was auditioning for American Idol, and they were super excited. And I was like, oh, who's he? What's he doing? Like, this is really interesting. And he actually did try out for American Idol, and he made it to Hollywood, but he actually ended up withdrawing. He thought that the prospect of like mainstream music success wasn't worth sacrificing his musical freedom, which I really respect. So moving forward, he would have had to like conform to the American Idol producer's demand. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't really able to make his own music. And that's kind of what he wanted to do. He wanted to do his own thing. So he withdrew, you know, for respect of freedom and his own music, which I, again, really respect. He's backed by a band who go by the name of The Scoundrels. Ooh. His music is often ranges from folk to funk to Southern soul. He's very honest. His shows are entertaining. I've seen him a couple of times. His voice is smooth. His guitar riffs are bluesy. There's definitely a jazz essence to his music. He's also married to previously local musician Pip the Pansy, who formerly is known as Wren, who we've talked about on the show before. My friends and I kind of joke and say things like, can you imagine how many mason jars they probably have in their family home? Because they're like the two like perfect little hipster union, you know what I mean? Like, they're great. But I actually believe this song we're going to play is about her. It's called Strawberry Blonde. There's a picture of her on the cover of the single, so it's pretty obvious that's about her. But it's really sweet. He's going to be playing with Nathan Angelo and Chris Ayer, who both have a jazzy sound to their music as well. The show is at the Foundry on Thursday, February 22nd, and the show starts at 7:30 p.m.
All right, well, here's Strawberry Blonde on the guest list.
Wake up, sweet strawberry blonde, we gotta catch a train. So put your cherry chapstick away. Get your coffee to go this morning. Pack your bags on the way. There is a pretty spot I know in the country. Do you wanna go with me? Do you wanna go with me? Do you wanna go with me? Whoa. Throw out your bobby pins and your reservations. Let your hair hang loose. There is a reason for the things that I do. I got a Bible and a ring and an empty chapel. We won't look back till it's through. There is a reason for the way that I look at you. There is a reason that I say that I do. Do you wanna go with me? Do you wanna go with me? Do you wanna go with me? Don't know what you
We got sweet strawberry blonde. We gotta catch a train.
All right, so that was Strawberry Blonde from Sam Birchfield, who will be playing the Foundry on Thursday, February 22nd, and that is just about going to do it for us here on The Guest List. This program is a production of WUGA Athens and is recorded right here in the friendly confines of Production Studio A here at the Georgia Center on the campus of the University of Georgia, and would not be possible without my good friends Amber Henderson, Molly Williams, and today pinch hitting for lead musicologist Gabe Vodica, Marie Euler of Eureka, California. So thankful to have her with us tonight. If you missed any of tonight's show or just want to listen back, you can find previous episodes on our website at wuga.org. We'll go out tonight with a bit of Lingua Franca, who will be at Little Kings on February 24th for an album release party. The new album is called Model Minority, so be sure to check that out as well. In the meantime, I'm Chris Shoup, wishing you a good night and a good rest of your week. Peace.